peace offering in the Middle East is viewed with caution. As Palestinians focus on Israel, Christian ministry falls under the radar, and one woman's dedication to demonstrating God's love impacts a whole village. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Middle East tops our news today. The Palestinian militant group Hamas is recognizing Israel in a two-state solution to the conflict. Open Doors USA's Carl Mueller describes the situation as a double bind for the Middle East and peace.
This is a volatile situation that we can't really speak definitively about which direction it will go. I do believe that Hamas making the steps to recognize Israel, despite its additional call for the destruction of Israel, at least is progress.
Mueller says in spite of the uncertainty surrounding the church, believers there are in need of support. They haven't given up their vision for sharing the hope of Christ or for peace.
We are in contact with the church in Gaza. This is a time where they have asked for our prayers specifically that they would be able to continue as a witness. The forces of polarization within Gaza itself are increasing, and there is far less room for Christians to work and to operate.
Meanwhile, the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is having an impact on Christians in the region. As troops mass near Gaza, E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says short-term, this will benefit believers.
The terrorist groups right now are so focused on the struggle with Israel that keeps the terrorist groups off the backs of the believers.
Doyle says while Palestinians may recognize Israel, it's for selfish reasons.
I think in the long run, they're desperate because food's not getting in and they've been isolated. I think right now they're so desperate they'd be willing to say almost anything to not be overthrown by their people who are not eating in Gaza and in places in the West Bank.
Christians are the ones helping, which Doyle says is having a spiritual impact.
People are coming to Christ in the refugee camps. It's pretty clear with the people that live in those desperate situations that Islam is providing nothing for them at this point, and so they are open and looking elsewhere.
You're listening to Mission Network News. It's been nearly 18 months since the tsunami hit Indonesia, but today Wycliffe Associates is celebrating the completion of a key objective there, rebuilding 15 homes with purpose. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says with 300 languages still needing Bible translation, their work was strategic.
We're involved in these kind of community development projects because it enhances our credibility with the local communities, with the local government, and gives us a platform for the continuing work of creating language translation work in that arena.
Wycliffe staff and volunteers taught nationals better building techniques. Being able to assist in this area was key for them, says Smith.
The western part of Indonesia is a part where there has been no language work able to be accomplished because of restrictions in that arena. The earthquake and the tsunami opened up the opportunity for people to come in there and our organization to come in a way that had never happened previously.
Next, 25 poor families in Jamaica now have homes of their own, thanks to a Florida woman who doesn't even own her own home. Earlier this month, Food for the Poor dedicated Barbara's Village in honor of Barbara Gilbert, a single mom who committed to helping build 25 housing units. She works three jobs, rents her home, has kids in college, goes to college herself, and stretches paychecks to make ends meet. It's the story of one person's passion showing what it means to be a doer of the word. And Grace Ministries International says its work in Costa Rica is cultivating new opportunities. Just 10 days ago, the missionary team held its first successful service of two cell groups in Santo Domingo. This is a first step towards a possible new church plant. There were 40 in attendance, 20 adults and 20 youth. So far, 8 people have come to faith in Christ through the testimony of the GMI church members. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. It's available at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.